from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An agreement on Syrian airspace coming soon, says the U.S. Secretary of Defense. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says he expects an agreement in very short order with Russia on air safety above Syria to avoid a potential mid-air accident between U.S. and Russian jets. The Pentagon says Russian and U.S. pilots carrying out separate missions in Syria came within 16 kilometers of each other at one point last week. Three Israelis have been killed in a new wave of shooting and stabbing attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem and elsewhere. The Israeli cabinet has authorized police to seal off troubled areas in Jerusalem. Robert Berger has more for VOA.
The escalating Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians come at a time of stalemate in the peace process. Peace talks broke down last year, leaving Palestinians frustrated and despairing of their goal to create an independent state. Israel says it is prepared to return to the negotiating table today without preconditions. But the Palestinians say Israel's expansion of West Bank settlements and its refusal to withdraw to the 1967 borders means there is nothing to talk about. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the escalation of violence there. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. Now, the findings are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged to favor President Alpha Conde. They say the vote should be annulled. The EU team says the election was marred by technical errors. This is VOA News. The investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine last year finds the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Dutch Safety Board Chairman Jibby Joustra announced the findings on Tuesday.
Flight MH17 crashed because of a 9N314M warhead detonated outside the aeroplane above the left side of the cockpit.
Mr. Joustra said the plane broke up immediately while still in the air. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear agreement with a group of other nations. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted for the measure 161-59 with 13 abstentions. Iran and the group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany reached the agreement in July after long-running negotiations. Tanzanian officials last week announced the arrest of a Chinese businesswoman they described as the most important ivory trafficker ever arrested in the country. The woman who's being called the Queen of Ivory is 66-year-old Yang Fenglan. She's alleged to have led a trafficking ring. Her arrest is seen as a major victory in the war against elephant poachers. After watching the Republican candidates spar in two rounds of debates, Democrats looking to become the next U.S. president got their turn at a first debate of the 2016 election campaign in Las Vegas. As the front runner in the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the center of the debate, both literally and figuratively, as she stood in the middle of the four other candidates taking part. One memorable moment from tonight's debate came when Secretary Clinton was asked about her email controversy and was interrupted mid-answer by Senator Bernie Sanders.
As admitted by the House Republican Majority Leader, Mr. McCarthy, to drive down my poll numbers. Big surprise. And that's what they have attempted to do. I am still standing. I am happy to be part of this debate. And
let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the Secretary is right. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
Recent polls put Ms. Clinton ahead with about 40% support, while her chief challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, comes in at 25%. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing two former U.S. Air Force psychologists, James Mitchell and Bruce Jessen, who together designed a harsh interrogation program for the Central Intelligence Agency. The suit is in behalf of three former prisoners, one of whom died in custody. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.